Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 29th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 0.75 cents, December wheat up 2.75 cents, and I'm switching now to January beans. January beans up 4 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up another 25 ticks, trading at 96.38. Metals are steady to a little bit lower. Crude oil's down 35 a barrel. A little bit of strength overnight. It was confirmed that the U.S. did sell one cargo of wheat to Egypt. That's the first time since July of 2017 that we've been able to be competitive with Russian wheat. They also took 350,000 metric tons of Russian wheat and I think about 60,000 Ukrainian wheat as well. So the Russians aren't out, but maybe the prices are getting more competitive here in the U.S. that'll allow us to make some more sales. So if we could close it higher today, particularly if we could close December wheat, let's say over 510, I think that would be helpful for this market. We did have an announcement by the USDA, sold 120,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That should be a little bit of supportive here. Coming into the day, the funds were probably short about 10 to 15 wheat, probably long about 10,000 corn, short about 30,000 oil, short about 35,000, excuse me, long about 35,000 meal. So the funds can, you know, take this thing any way they want to. It looked like last week the funds were going to really add to their short positions, but the announcement or the news or rumor that we sold some wheat rallied the market, and I think the funds came in and bought some more. So we'll see what the funds want to do here today. The weather looks okay. The western part of the Corn Belt, dry, and they'll get some work done. Middle part of the Corn Belt, Illinois, Iowa, we're going to be getting more rains out here. But we'll be waiting to see what the crop progress reports show tonight on just how far along we are. I think this is really a fun game. If they want to get long in here, cover their short positions, we can certainly move this thing higher. My gut tells me that the wheat announcement isn't going to be enough to sustain the corn and the bean market as we get into harvest, more harvest, over the next week or so. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.